with his. I still am not sleeping well, and my stomach is nervous. In my heart, I fear being poisoned, so I have assigned a new slave to taste my food. I do not know his name. I do not want to know his name. But he is still alive, thank the gods. Because my life is in danger, Neva and I have not explored the Agora in 4 weeks, nor visited the stables. Poor Bucephalus is left to the care of the horse master. Yesterday, another note was nailed to her stall with a warning. If I am seen petting her, an assassin will be waiting to throw a spear through both of us. Oh, this causes me anguish. Who is it that wants me dead, and where are they? Can they see me now? I spend many hours listening to Neva read, but when her voice grows weary, I walk to the library to meet Olympus. As he is fluent in Latin as well as his native Greek, he has been helping me learn to speak as the Romans do. It is a harsh language that sounds like pigs grunting, in my opinion, but I am determined to communicate with the barbarians if need be. I will be wiser if I understand their precise words. Did I mention that one of his favorite exercises is to translate Latin into Greek and Greek into Latin? He said this helps him develop his vocabulary and writing skills.